Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Oh, that's right.
I am Scooby, dang it.
Dinosaurs are real.
Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
That was awesome.
All right.
Oh, stop. Oh,
there we go.
Oh, I thought it was so easy that Rob could do it. What's up now? Huh. Look at you guys mashing buttons.
I'm telling you, man.
It's
you
so know, easy, but you can do it, Rob.
The funny thing is
everything
I'm
say.
I'm trying to get the
porn?
Yes.
No,
the adult
I'm
movies?
I'm trying to get the other thing to go on. There we go. There we go.
Well, that's cool. Look at that beautiful Colorado sunset.
Hopefully everybody can see us pretty well. And the nice thing about this setup, hopefully we're going nice and loud and everybody can
hear us. Hey folks, we are trying a new platform. So please, by all means, if you put it on that Raiders symbol, so help you God.
No, I'm doing something else. Don't worry about it.
We need to know how we sound. If you can hear us, we need to know what you think. We need to know, if you can hear me, if you can hear anyone, whatever the case may be.
Yep. So, well, we have a pretty good show planned for it. And what I was going to show you, the nice thing about this is watch this. So if we want to just show me and you.
Yeah, I like it.
Bam.
Okay.
Oh, I'm actually on that one.
Yeah.
What's up? What else can we see?
We'll go ahead and turn this around so that we don't get you.
Yeah. Let's get rid of that guy. You don't want him. He's screwing up the whole thing. Look, everybody can see our dirty luggage behind us.
Oh, I know.
That's okay.
That'll be fixed soon.
We're getting more dirty luggage?
No, we're going to organize when we get new desks and stuff.
I was amazed when I came in here today. The place looked amazing. Apparently, H has been in here cleaning all day.
H is just awesome, man.
Was it therapeutic cleaning?
No. It just needed to clean it a little bit. A little bit more organized.
So you
tonight,
alarmed a few people this week.
Yeah.
With your, hey, might not be a show.
Yeah.
So tell us about your weekend. And then tell us why you're not using a friggin' coaster.
Oh, well, first of all, the coaster either got stolen or got misplaced.
Probably got stolen.
I told you about that. It's probably the same place where Moon's shit shirt is.
I don't. What? She has a shirt she wears to
take
a shit?
So when you're a DJ here at NBR.
Oh.
When you're a DJ here at NBR, you get what we call a shit shirt.
Well, I would say I have a pair of socks for it, but I've never heard of a shirt for it.
We call it a shit shirt, and that shirt you can basically wear anywhere that you want. And the greatest thing about the whole thing this weekend, a lot of people reached out, but I was too busy cleaning. So I've already had trouble with my truck.
So start with Friday evening. Friday evening dinner time rolls around.
Yeah.
What happened? What's going on?
My truck stalled.
Okay. In the driveway?
No, in the highway.
Well, that sucks. So keep talking.
And then finally it started up again a little bit.
Okay.
So I called my friend Luke. I'm like, dude, this is what it's saying. His last name is
Skywalker.
No, his last name is Johnson.
That sucks. Anyway, keep talking.
So I called him. He came out. He was looking at it. He was trying to work the buttons, if you will.
Okay.
Okay. And he looked at me after it, and he's like, dude, that's not the right part. I told you to buy the wrong part.
Uh-oh.
He's like, and just telling you, this is way above my level.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. So we changed out the fluids. And as soon as I changed out the fluids, getting ready to go to Home Depot, or not ready to Home Depot, but to drop the car off at the factory. Well, then my wife Gotta love wives. I don't know if your wife is the same.
I do. I do.
My wife likes to troubleshoot.
Okay.
She don't like solutions. She just likes to throw out, what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? Okay?
Is that your imitation of your wife?
Yes. So she comes to me.
Cass, if you're listening, you're a lovely woman.
Oh, yeah. She already got on to me last week because I said, she's like, are you talking about our love life on the show? And I'm like, no. Not at all.
Just your favorite position. No big deal.
So I got back from getting fluids and stuff, and she looks at me and she's like, I smell something burning. And I'm like, I'm having a great day, and you're going to just keep on piling. Keep on piling, you know? You ask me questions, and it's like, I don't know. Google it. So come to find out, my computer that's out there.
Okay.
Home studio, my computer burnt up the cable to the outlet, the back of the outlet. Hey, it's always a great day when you go to Home Depot and I had to take the motorcycle, of course, because I couldn't drive the truck no more. Went to Home Depot, I showed them the outlet, and I'm like, I need to replace this. I'm not an electrician, I'm just trying my best. He looked at me and he's like, God, how old is that? That's not what you want to hear when you go to Home Depot. So I go to Home Depot. Evidently, the outlet that I have.
Do you live in an antique?
You insert the wires in the back of the outlet. You don't insert it with screws.
Okay.
That's how old it is.
I didn't think your house was that old.
He's like, dude, they made these outlets in like 1960 or whatever. I'm like,
I didn't realize your house was that old. I thought it was newer.
1994.
Okay. All right. So keep talking. So this is all on Friday.
Yeah. This was Friday going in. The fire thing was Saturday. I've lost my days.
It's all right, man. You're okay. Keep talking.
So kind of find out that had something to do with my computer, had something to do with the outlet, because on the back of the outlet where the hot spot is, it was melting. You could see the melting. All right. So I changed out the outlet, call electrician. I'm going to have the electrician come and check it out. Because even though it's like not a bunch of stuff burned up, just a little bit, my dad told me once something like that happens, you need to have an electrician to come out just to make sure that it didn't affect anything else around the house.
You know, you do jujitsu with an electrician, right?
No, I actually didn't.
Yeah, I'll give you his number one. Okay. But keep talking.
Isn't Pipes an electrician?
Is he?
That's what he told me.
I think Pipes is whatever he wants to be.
I thought he was a pimp.
He's pretty.
I had no idea. Anyway, okay, so that's Saturday. So house catches fire. I'm listening. Computer sucks.
So I got that done Saturday.
Do you have electricity in your house now?
I have electricity in the house.
But your computer's a paperweight.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. And I got to change out. But the nice thing about this is like kicking that up by God.
Uh-huh.
This tower, this is the one that I want to put in the studio. So it's nice that kind of burnt up because now it raises the question. I got to send it to Mark or.
And say, don't we have a computer guy on staff?
He'll replace. Hopefully it's just like the motherboard or something and the hard drive isn't corrupted because the hard drives has 8 years of H-Train show on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're with Google, we need to fix that.
Yeah.
So we can put that all on Google Drive.
Right.
I had no idea that was the case.
Yeah, so.
Wow, dude. So you had a crappy weekend.
I had a but then.
But that wait, it gets worse.
Yeah. God made sure to dot the I when I dropped it off at the warehouse.
Your computer?
The truck.
Okay.
When I dropped it off at Bighorn Auto.
Who we love. Thank you very much.
Yes. When I dropped it off, my handle broke. I'm like, are you? Pop! Pop! You can say pop. I heard D-Max say, hey, that's a new word. You can't say the F word. So
fudge.
Say pub. Yeah.
So go ahead.
FUP means just a jerk. So I was having a fuck up day.
But you persevered. Look at you. Yes. Only the strong survive.
And
now you're
here.
The
reason why I am here is because.
You love me.
Holly.
Oh.
Holly, gave up everything during the day and came and brought me. And then on top of that, this is what I'm talking about, interns. Well, she's not really an intern. She's a master. Great thing about her, she's going to Vegas tomorrow morning.
Sweet. So we're going to Vegas?
She is.
Oh.
So she's going to drop her vehicle off at my house so that she doesn't have to pay to park it. And then I'm going to drop her off, and then I have a vehicle for the week that I can drive.
Well, that's – well, hold on now. Does she drive, like, a Miata?
No, she drives – get this. Are you ready for this?
You go – a Geo.
A GMC Tahoe.
Oh, the car you want.
Yeah, I want a Tahoe so bad, black. And then I'll put, like, a, you know, my jet pack in there and write instead of the H-train show, I'll put FBI surveillance. And then I'll just go running around in, like, editions and stuff and see how many people, like.
Because nobody's ever been shot doing that.
No, never.
Well, I'm sorry you had a crappy weekend. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you made it to the show. If you've ever gotten an email from Joel at mbradio.us, the quote on the bottom of it is what?
Tough times don't last, tough people do.
So where are you in that process right now?
Kissing my ass goodbye.
Folks, it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows.
It's accurate.
So,
I mean, look at your facial hair.
I got a...
It's also accurate.
Oh, that's from Philip.
Okay, you got a
huge, huge shout out to our brand new show, the...
Philip D. Blackman Show.
He's helping us. He's helping us with the video. He's helping us with the good old...
What?
StreamYard. So, big shout out to him. He has a great show. He's on audio. He's on video.
When's he on?
He's on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 12 p.m.
So noon.
Yeah,
Mountain time. It's 1 p.m. Central.
Very cool. Where's he broadcast out of?
Texas. And he is a veteran as well.
Very cool. I liked it. What's the name of the show again?
The Philip D. Blackman Show. PDB, so Papa Delta Bravo.
And what's it about?
He talked today about mental health.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. We all have mentals and need health.
Yep.
So glad to hear it. Did you want to say anything about that train wreck you got going on?
Should I show the people?
Yes, you absolutely should.
I'll help you with this. Because it's, you know, like I said, this is
people want to know.
This is new equipment.
His face is new equipment?
That we're doing, yeah.
That monkey tail's coming together nicely.
It is.
It looks way better than H's here.
It's definitely seeable.
Hey, mine is growing out, though.
I'm sure you like this, Eric Reed over here.
Yeah, mine is growing out.
Rob, why are you trying to hide the bald tonight? Hey, kiss my fuzzy butt.
And before we go on music break, just so you know, we had our producer create our own shooter versus Happy Gilmore little shooting. We actually hit golf balls out here in the back of the patio.
It was a good time. Cigars.
Good time.
It's my golfing hat, Reed, so shut up.
I sucked at it. Rob kicked my butt.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected, man. I'm an athlete. Look at me.
My name is Scarlett Johansson, and you are listening to The H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from The H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and The H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
Uh-oh, it's still counting down. We can't talk before the countdown's done. What happens if you talk before the countdown's done? Don't they, like, take away your birthday or something?
Maybe.
I feel like our introductions are, like, laughing over top of each other.
Probably. All right, go ahead and fade it out.
And we're fading. I mean, literally, right. We're fading.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show. And right now, you know, like I said, we are We're working on this, but we are bringing to you today our interview of the week.
There he is. It's Keith from Dead Reckoning Collective. Keith, I've waited a long time for this, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get. Trying to get him on
together. At this one here. Click the right
that
button.
One.
That looks like him.
Okay, I think we got it. Unmute your mic.
You're muted, homie.
Yo.
Can you hear me? Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Keith, glad that you're on the show. Welcome to the H Train Show, man. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Really excited about tonight. Really excited about it. Hey, Jake, or Swiss, depending on who we're talking to. Are you able to bring up the phone line? Because we've gotten a lot of people that had some questions and wanted to ask Keith questions live while we're talking. So
for sure.
If you're able to do that. Is that cool with you, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You're going to regret that later, but I really appreciate it. Yeah. Hey, man. So first of all, thank you so much for coming on the H-Train Show. We are all the programs beyond the VA. You caught my attention because you guys put out these those books that are just like every staff sergeant and above carries in the United States Army. And that caught my eye, and I started digging a little deeper and finding out what you do. Please tell the listening audience, what exactly is Dead Reckoning Collective?
Yeah, so we started as a blog a couple of years ago, and we quickly kind of figured we don't want to just do writing on the internet. We knew there was something more to it than that. And however we got there, we became a publishing company. We realized there was nobody really doing that in the veteran space. There were a lot of veterans, who wanted to put out writing, and not just writing, but, different work, photo books and stuff like that. We've got a lot of stuff on the agenda, but we saw a need for that. And we saw veterans struggling to get into larger publishing companies. And I mean, that's for a variety of reasons, but we saw an opportunity to really work hand in hand and create like a collaborative partnership, with the author, and create an environment where it is only veteran authors that are actually creating this stuff.
Wow. Okay. Super cool. I don't know if you have ever listened to the show. Probably not. Most people haven't, including my mother. We have interviewed over the last couple of months a lot of authors, veterans, who are trying to get the story told and just tell the story of their times overseas, their times, here and after service, all kinds of different things. And we've had people offering tips and stuff like that. Talk to the process a veteran needs to go through in order to start writing.
I mean, it sounds really cliche, but like, if you want to start writing, just start writing. Like, I mean, that's the big thing. And people ask us all the time, what can I do to be more creative? I mean, in that regard, we always tell people, surround yourself with creative people. And I mean, in any creative capacity, I think you'll find that people sometimes defy that, where, there are some people who create better when they're around, non-creatives. There are some people who write their best stuff when they're like working on the docks. They're not around anybody who's picked up a pen or a paintbrush in their entire lives. But that would be my recommendation, surround yourself with creative people, start writing, just do it. You're not going to get better at pushups by sitting on the couch. So writing is the same way. If if you want to write, you're going to have to write. You're going to have to explore different ways to write. I know a lot of people who I think kept a journal during their deployments and during their time in service and stuff like that. Just as, a record, just as something to keep dates together and stuff. Some people do it for the VA, for their claims later on. It makes stuff like that easier. But having, a rough outline of events like that, if that's the story that you're telling, that helps too. So, but I think journaling in itself, we've done a lot with writing prompts and stuff like that on our social media and other stuff. So encouraging just writing, just handwriting is good for the brain. It's good for, good for you. So, stuff like that. But yeah, if you want to start writing, start writing. Like there's a whole bunch of different things you can do to really hone your craft. But that's the best advice I can give.
Well, and yeah, like you said, start writing. And for those that don't know or are not yet, I highly encourage you, if you don't have an Instagram account, open one, go follow Dead Reckoning Collective. You guys frequently post these writing prompts, like how to get somebody, how to get the ball moving. So if you're like having some kind of writer's block or don't know where to start, you guys give these great writing prompts that honestly have helped me quite a bit.
That's awesome.
Are you writing a book, Rob?
I wouldn't call what I'm doing writing a book, but yeah. So by all means, Keith, talk us through some of those prompts.
Yeah, man. I mean, we try to make those. I mean, we can go back to like the exercise metaphor again. A lot of people get anxious over, well, how do I get back into the gym? How do if you've been out of the gym for a while, like how do I do that? You're super out of shape, like. Start one thing at a time. And that's kind of what those prompts are for. Those prompts are almost like daily wads or, just little series of exercises and stuff. So a prompt will be, I can't remember what the one I posted one today, actually. And I can't remember what it was. It was just like, think of a time that you were scared. Right. And then sometimes it'll be something like write a list of 20 countries you've been to or 20 states you've been to, and then pick one and write about the culture, the food, the people, the smells, the climate, and that way it's like I'm saying, like, just get the reps in, just start actually learning how to describe things, because the more you do it, then the more your technique will improve. You'll kind of start to find your voice as a writer. The other thing in terms of, starting out writing, you have to read. If you want to write, you have to read. And that's not so that you can bite other people's styles, but it's just, it kind of gets that part of your brain working. One can't really go without the other.
I can get behind that. I can understand that. And yeah, I saw that you posted a list of a couple of different books that you recommended and saw. And I thought I saw a picture of some books and stuff that you recommended. Was that correct?
Yeah, we have an account on bookshop.org. So they're like, we're big on like taking money away from Amazon. You can get all the books that we have published are on Amazon. But most of them are on our website as well. So if you buy them from us, then more goes back to the authors. But bookshops.org is something that we started kind of delving into. Because they pour money back into, it's almost like a co-op. Uh-huh. So they pour money back into independent bookstores. So we have reading lists on there. And you can do that. I mean, even as just a reader, like you can create an account and create reading lists and stuff, and then you get a kickback. So again, that's, passive income that helps us put out more books by veterans.
And I'm assuming this has made you a millionaire now and you own several homes in several states.
Yeah, millions of cents. Like, so like $5, I think. Yeah.
It's the same as talk radio, man. So where you're coming from. Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, we are talking to Keith Dow from the Dead Reckoning Collective. If you have a question and you're watching the stream, you can send a comment. And we can answer those on the air. If you would rather send us a text or call in, that number is 720-619-0627. It's actually right there on the overlay on the video. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Good
so
call on your part.
People can. And before I forget, ladies and gentlemen, today's interview of the week is brought to you by.
Oh, yeah, we forgot our sponsors. My bad. Uh-oh.
Can I just randomly introduce myself like that?
That's
like interrupt you guys and then reintroduce myself?
Well,
this is what live radio looks like, okay?
Yeah.
It's this a train is my wreck. Show now.
You have no idea what's going on. There are wires being juggled right now. Coffee being spilled on countertops. It's awesome.
Right. Is it a mushroom cloud behind you guys? Like, is that what that's supposed to
that
be?
That is exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, you're getting it now. This is what live radio looks
like.
Oh,
yeah. No, like more than I think I want to.
We have at least 10 listeners over the course of the 2-hour clock. It's crazy, man.
Right. I don't know why you didn't play. Well, it played because it barely could hear it. But Colorado Moto is the sponsor of today's interview. We want to make sure that we get their name out there. And Keith, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us about what you're doing for veterans and other people. And that was my next question was, I know that you help veterans write books. Do you guys help civilians as well? Or is it mainly military.
So right now, we're limiting publishing to veterans, and the reason for that is because, you know, we saw a need for it, and we don't see a need to change that right now. The other side of that is that you know, part of our big mission is to share veteran stories, whether they're, you know, personal narratives from overseas, or they're just, you know, the stories that they want to tell, the stories that they've always dreamed of telling, you know, poetry, whatever. But it's a, you know, a window into, the veteran mindset, you know, for civilians as well. And we're making pretty big efforts to do that. So we're trying to bridge that civilian military divide. And it might not make sense to everyone that we're doing that by limiting our clientele to veterans. But our customer base is definitely everyone.
Talk to us about the therapeutic portion of writing. I know for a lot of people that trying to get those thoughts out on paper ends up being a big therapy. Are you finding that to be the case for a lot of your writers?
Man, like I still, you know, we still grapple with like how crazy it is that we have some of the guys and girls and, you know, the things that they've done, and they're like digging poetry on the level that they are. And I mean, it really makes sense when you look at history. Like, you know, poetry has always been a part of war and warrior culture and stuff. But when you look at some of the guys that have contributed to like War and After and In Love and War, the two poetry compilations that we've done, those are like the charitable projects we do. Uh-huh. It's just crazy. Like, you know, the caliber of men and women who have like started writing these things. And then like, not only that, but then they'll message us. You know, we'll have constant contact with them, and they'll be telling us like, you know, this is really helping. Like other things aren't, this is. So yeah, I mean, whether it's journaling, whether it's actually putting out a finished product and stuff, it's absolutely therapeutic, because it's cathartic. It's telling your story over and over again is cathartic. You know, you're able to make it, you know, what you want it to be, rather than it you know, it crippling you and it controlling you. You're starting to control that narrative.
We've had some pretty interesting authors over the last few weeks, including Raphael Gaskin, who wrote A Warrior's Garden. We had on couple weeks ago, we had on Boone Cutler, who talked about, he wrote FPL and Calls for Voodoo. And, you know, just people with taking different approaches on how to write things and whatnot. And we've even heard of like one person taking, and they were writing or trying to put together their book based on the letters that they wrote home. What are some of the different styles and different ways that you're seeing people coming up to tell their story, besides just your writing prompts and things like that? What are some of the other techniques people are using that you find that are effective and helpful?
I mean, for me, that's harder to speak on, just because like we have right now, the way that we're doing things, we're only accepting complete manuscripts. Oh, so, wow. So we're not like, you know, we're small. You know, we're doing a lot. We have our hand in a lot of things, mm-hmm. But we're still small, and we don't want to bite off more than we can chew, mainly because we don't want to, you know, under deliver and, you know, screw up somebody else's work. That's why Tyler and I co-authored a book first and did, you know, our first release was a book that Tyler and I, you know, my partner, my co-founder, mm-hmm. We put out our own work first because we didn't want to screw up anybody else's, you know, we wanted to fine tune. We were already fine tuning that process, and we're like, all right, you know, we'll push our stuff through first. You know, it's like walking point. So yeah, I mean, as far as the process though, I think everybody's got a different thing. But really that's it. Like we're only accepting, finished manuscripts. And that saves us. And a lot of times, people have already taken them to an editor. But it, you know, if they're longer term works, like not poetry, whether it's like a novel or a memoir or something like that. But I think it is different. Like, I think some people are working out of journals. You know, I think that what you were saying, the one who, is writing based on like letters he wrote home and received and stuff, I think that's super cool. And I've seen that done, a couple times. But yeah, I mean, it's different. And then there's collaborative works too. Like we had, David Rose and Ryan Kimber and Leo Jenkins just co-author, a novella. So three heavy hitters, you know, as far as veteran authors.
Yep.
And they all teamed up on this smaller, you know, novel, which is super cool. But yeah, I mean, it's different. And then the, you know, the charitable projects that we do, the poetry anthologies, those are all submission based. So we get like hundreds and hundreds of submissions for those. And then the process that we have for that is that we figure out the common themes and then come up with the actual concept for the book, you know?
So I'm getting a couple of different questions from people online.
Well, you're doing yeah. that.
If you would move the damn cursor so I can read it. So one of our listeners, his name is Nick Burney, says, What would be the steps taken to write children's books? I already have a series from telling bedtime stories. So like telling bedtime stories to his kids, and now he wants to put those down, put them on paper. How does he go about getting something like that done?
Man, I was actually thinking about children's books all day.
Nick Burney, if you're listening.
What's that?
I said, Nick Burney, if you're listening, reach out to Dead Reckoning Collective.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, if you've got ideas, put them on paper and send them to us. We have in our FAQ section on the website, we actually have the submission process. Like, so if you want to submit a finished manuscript, everything is outlined like super clearly right there for you. And it just makes it easier on you. So you're not wondering, easier on us. But yeah, as far as writing children's books, it's definitely different. I'm kind of dabbling in like writing, a graphic novel type thing right now. And that writing style is super, super different. So I would look at, a lot of different examples of children's books. I would start reading lots of children's books, because they don't all have to look the same. I've been reading my daughter that, the book with no pictures that BJ Novak from The Office wrote.
Yeah.
And man, she loses it every night. Like just like, and it's the same book every night, man. Like it doesn't change. So, but I mean, she's never laughed that hard at any book. So like there's certain things that you can definitely do, and thinking outside the box with something like that is definitely something to think about. So that's what I would recommend. Like if you're looking at writing children's books, you know, you probably don't read children's books as much as you read something else. So
well,
look
I
at a lot
Nicholas
of different
Burney
examples.
Personally, and I would tell you that's all that he reads. So,
yeah. Stuff with pictures.
Yeah.
Stuff with pictures. Let's like we'll church it up a little bit.
So Eric Reed has two questions. We'll start with his first one. Where can I find the things that you have published? ?
That's intimidating. Two questions.
The double question mark. Exactly.
Yeah. He wants to know for sure. Eric, you can get everything that we've published. So we have 6 books out right now and everything is on Amazon. If you search Dead Reckoning Collective, everything should come up right on Amazon. And then also on our website, deadreckoningco.com. We have most of our books available there, but they'll all be available pretty soon.
So I read one, it was, I might have the title wrong. Was it Smokin' Joe? Is that the correct title for the book?
Lucky Joe. That Lucky was Joe. The one I was just talking about, yep. the three authors. Yeah.
So I read that one and I finished it while I was at work in the ER one day. I work at the VA ER.
Yeah.
And I was so moved when I was done reading it that I took it into the room of a patient that was sitting there and I gave it to the patient on the spot. He was super excited to get the book and it was an excellent book. I can't tell you guys enough. It's a moving book. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. If you have not read Lucky Joe, you absolutely should read it. And the other question that Eric Reed has, as you may have noticed, our producer tonight, Swiss, if you want to lean into the camera and show what we're working with, if you notice his fine facial hair, and if you'll notice that H-Train here also yes. has the same stupid thing on his face.
Yes.
And that's called the monkey tail beard, and they're doing that to raise money for charity. Some of our listeners would like to know if you'd be interested what it would cost to shave your beard into the monkey tail beard.
We try to do our own thing. Like we try to go our own way at Dead Reckoning Collective. So I don't want to detract from whatever you guys are doing.
No, please.
I feel like it would cheapen away, it. Man. You know, if we started doing you guys' thing, I want to take away from that. So I'll leave the monkey tails to you.
Oh, come on.
It's for charity.
You don't want it. You don't want it. You don't want it.
I don't.
Now, you're saying to yourself right now, Keith, no. But in like
I didn't
three
hear him
or,
say that.
But in 3 or 4 days, this might be trending on Twitter, And
I don't know. You also have to understand that, like, I'm the guy who will raise a whole ton of money for whatever cause, but then at the grocery store when they're like, "Do you want to donate a dollar?" No.
Yeah. Do you want to raise a dollar to hungry children? No, man. Screw them kids.
No, because 50 cents is going to the debit machine. Like, no, I don't.
All right, so Keith, hang on 1 second. We're about to push a button, and yeah, you'll listen in for one hot second. Here we go. You ready?
All right.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. That's smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is the time to shine, baby. It's the time to shine.
So, and as I tell every guest every week, yes, that was me singing in that part. I also have a boy band on the side. So welcome to you. This is the next 2 minutes is your time to shine. We may have glossed over a question. We may have skipped over a subject. We may have just brushed past something that you wanted to talk about, or just not giving you the chance to talk about something that you wanted to. Take the next 2 minutes and talk about whatever you want related to Dead Reckoning Collective and what you guys have got going on.
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of exciting stuff. What didn't we hit on? We have a YouTube series that just came out. So that's something that everybody should check out if you're into watching, you know, video podcasts and stuff like that. This was something that we shot while the guys were signing books for Lucky Joe in Texas. So we got Marty Scovlin from Coffee or Die and Leo Jenkins. And David Rose and Graham Barnhart and then Tyler kind of facilitated the whole thing. So we kind of just filmed this round table discussion series called War and Literature, which I don't know if you can believe it, but it's about war and literature and what the guys sitting around the table thought about it.
No kidding.
So yeah, I know. We were a little bit vague with the title, but but yeah, so and it turned out really cool. Like, those guys are all writers, but they all have pretty different backgrounds. So Graham is kind of from the academic world. So he had a lot to contribute there. And then Leo has really just like done a lot. David has as well. And Marty really had a lot to contribute with Marty has a really, really great book out called Violence of Action. And he's working on some more, but, he's done a lot with journalism. So those guys, like all different walks of life, Leo has written something pretty much in every genre at this point. David has pretty much hit all those benchmarks as well. So, lots of different experience with writing, and, you know, relating that to military experience as well, like is pretty cool. So again, like if you're looking to get into writing, they cover a lot of things. They cover, you know, submitting to publishers, rejection, the writing process, the editing process, finding an editor, firing an editor, all different things that, like, if you're serious about, you know, whether you want to write just one thing, whether you want to write for fun, whatever, it's a series that'll probably teach you a lot. And it's five episodes. Each episode's probably like 30 minutes. I think some are as long as like 45. So it's pretty cool.
Can you give out your websites and your contact information one more time if people are looking to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah. So our website is deadreckoningco.com. And that's where you can buy all our stuff. You can find that video content, blog posts and stuff like that. And then any updates about upcoming releases that we have. And then our Instagram is just Dead Reckoning Collective. And we're on Facebook too. We're most active on Instagram. So if you're looking to stay up to date with everything, Instagram and our mailing list is the way to go.
All right. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had Keith Dow from the Dead Reckoning Collective on tonight. I can't thank you enough for giving up a little bit of your time to come talk to us and talk to our audience. Really appreciate you coming on the H-Train show. Ladies and gentlemen, check out their Instagram. A lot of really good, powerful stuff on there. Really going to get your ball rolling. And again, Keith, thanks a lot for coming on to the H-Train show.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Have a great Monday night.
Cool. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Keith. All right, and we are back. Good job scoring that interview. That was very interesting, Rob. I appreciate it.
You know,
that.
Man, I'm not just stunning good looks and a really good-looking mustache, you know?
Yeah.
Not like you.
No, don't worry. Your time's coming. Your time's coming.
You keep saying that.
Your time's coming.
You keep saying that.
But so we're going to go on a music break a little bit early.
We are.
Just because we're still trying to figure out the system. Our producer said that we were very low in volume at times. And then,
I think she was just saying that you're kind of low.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize she meant talking about the volume.
Maybe, maybe.
I thought she just meant as a person.
Maybe. I don't know. But if you're listening, let us know what you think of the video. Let us know what you think of the audio. We're still learning. Like I said, this is the first time. I do like this new system to where he can highlight the comments.
He kept people hovering the cursor over the question I was trying to ask, and it kept blocking it out.
I'm sorry. Joel just likes to fidget, so I was trying to get in there. Yeah.
ADD's a horrible disease. Oh, you see that, man? He can't sit still and just enjoy the interview.
So
tell me about it, dude.
I didn't know it would always just gray it out and you couldn't read it. So then I was like, read it, and then I'll show it. So baby steps.
But I do like that he's able to put the question up on the board so everybody can see it. That is pretty sweet, dude. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, put that bottom one up there so that Eric Reed can see it. Yeah. Yeah. Just so that Eric Reed knows where he's going. Because we remember, Reed. We have minds. We have memories like an elephant. And we remember. And we remember what you did to me last time. So, no, I'm not having anything to do with you and facial hair, Reed.
Way to use the platform to call out your friends.
Exactly. Can I go smoke my cigar now?
Yeah, so we're going to go on a music break. When we come back, it's going to be the What the segment. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening.
This is Christy Honeywell. I'm the president and CEO of Operation Paperback, recycled reading for our military, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. NBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Dude, you keep giving the thumbs up like we're back, and there's still like 5 seconds on the clock. You're killing me.
Wait, I'm
trying to... Dude, you're killing me. I see a five, and you're like giving the thumbs up. All right, we're back on the air. How are we back on the air? There's supposed to be 5 seconds to go. Hey, is BJJ safe if you have C2, C7 fuse, and a titanium plate? Hell yeah, Dwayne Landry. It absolutely is.
So, while you guys were on break,
yes,
I asked Mr. Eric Reed if he did grow a mustache. Did you, so Eric? And he said he did.
Uh-huh.
For a whole 5 days.
Yes, exactly right.
See proof right there. Yes. It's on the VOD now.
He absolutely did.
5 days.
Now ask how long Bernie and I had our mustaches.
How long did you and Bernie have your stash?
June. We started in March.
Uh-huh.
And we went to June. I was on a motorcycle ride in California.
I'm going to be in Vegas on my 30th birthday with the cattail. Monkey tail, whatever tail you want to call it.
Awesome, yeah. Dude. You're going to go see Wayne Newton and you got the monkey tail going.
Yeah. And I'll make sure it's
Britney
clean.
Spears live and you're going to have the monkey tail.
Front row, baby.
I'm a slave.
You laugh for now.
You. You laugh now, but we'll be trending on Twitter soon.
Nah, don't wait.
Yes, you will. So just like cancel culture, you will be trending too. What are you giving me? What is
no,
that?
No, I was giving a peace sign to PDB. I was saying, what's up, Phil? How's it going, brother? Thanks for tuning in.
All right, let's break into the What the segment, and we have Rob's video back.
Huh?
Oh!
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Woohoo!
And what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo.
No regrets.
No.
Oh. But it's joking out.
Single letter.
No way.
On our side, it's joking out.
Real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
See, now that's what radio should be right there. Jennifer Anderson looking at that dude like he's a dope and bad tattoos. That's what the H Train is based on. Just ask Max.
So, with this, what the segment. Me and Rob were talking, and I wanted to do this Friday or Saturday.
What?
But the crap happened. Well, I wanted us to go over to Common Ground and hit some balls because it's the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore. So there was a video created of Adam Sandler with Shooter. And then what we're going to do is we're going to show me and Rob, we had a contest, show the footage.
How about you stop hitting buttons, man?
Okay.
What the
heck? It's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens.
He looks good.
I'm scared.
He looks great.
Shooter McGavin, this is for you.
He's not even using the hockey stick, but...
And I'm not lying to you. That is smash. Smash. That went pretty well. You're dead, Shooter.
Nice drive, Gilmore. 25 years, huh? Let's see if it's Shooter's tour. Check it out. Oh, yeah. It's all about the short game. Drive for show, putt for the dough. Money.
Little lag.
Shooter, still got it. Well, thank you to all the fans, and thank you to you, Adam Sandler. And why don't you just meet me at the ninth green at 9, Gilmore? Little secret of the pro. Okay? Oh, and Gilmore, wear something nice.
One
25th anniversary, baby.
One of the best movies ever made.
So all these guys
all did right.
We had to do the contest as well.
The video will catch up, I promise, ladies and gentlemen.
You stop!
I'm going to be Rob now.
Go get Rob.
That was terrible.
It was terrible.
They're pulling the Happy Gilmore, swinging and hitting the ball like a golf club. This is unfair.
No, it's not.
It is. You know that I'm like a semi-pro golfer.
Then slam it.
Kill somebody.
You're not with a Nerf ball? Watch out, it's coming!
And besides, I'm left-handed and this is a right-handed golf club stick.
There's no preference. Come on, let's do it.
You gotta do better than me. I suck. I'm gonna try the ground. It's on the back, bro.
I'm gonna try to catch it.
The back. It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
Oh!
Yeah, it's on the green. It's on the green.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so hopefully everybody got to see that. Some people are chiming in saying that the audio is great, but the video is very choppy. Just letting you know, I don't know if you know much about computers, but our test speed right now on the internet upload is 11, which is really,
sweet.
Really
way
really
better
low.
Than 10.
Well, 10, you wouldn't even be able to get up. So
it's not quite a 12.
That's what happens after a bottle of whiskey.
That's right. You're exactly right. Why didn't you guys tell me I look so good when I'm hitting a golf ball?
It's the hat today.
Yeah. What the heck, man?
Probably,
you guys have been keeping this
probably
for this long.
Your Ranger panties. That's probably why.
Oh, yeah. It's the panties.
It absolutely is. No, I think everybody knows. Everybody gets it.
Yeah. They get it.
They get it. They know. Besides, I believe a friend of yours took you to the ER, and you happened to be wearing a pair of Ranger panties under your jeans.
Yes, I was.
So, yeah. Better than 10. Stack, you get it. See? Exactly right.
That's so, like why 6 afraid of 7, you know?
Well, it's because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, exactly.
The only way that we could
make this better is shut it off.
Better is to like
go off the air.
No, like just
close the stream. Got
like,
it.
Like drop MBR the Twitch instead of because all these are what we're streaming on. So
is that why you're constantly going back and forth between all those tabs?
Yeah,
because that's gonna give me a seizure.
Yeah. Well, you know. It is what it is. But we wanted to recreate that. And we're getting ready. I think we're going to go on a music break here in a second. And when we come back from that music break, it's the new segment, I Want to Know. And we're going to be...
looking at you.
Well, let me ask the producer.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask our producer if...
Dear, dear producer. Let me ask the producer.
Dear
he's
John.
Texting her.
Yeah, exactly.
Dear Holly. How do we get rid of Rob?
Well, no, I'm asking Holly if she got a hold of our interview because of our...
phone number right there.
Oh, there we go. No, it's
just Shotgun Willie's up. Oh, the gun store?
No.
Yes. Why are we calling a gun store? I had no idea. Honey, if you're listening, I had nothing to do with this.
This wasn't me.
So, you know, well...
I was forced to...
are you really going to... dude, don't dial that number.
Okay.
Don't do that. This is not... yeah, you hear her. Exactly. This is not going to end the way we want it to. Shotgun Willie's, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Suddenly the FCC is like, what's this H-Train show that we've been skipping over for so long?
Well, it's not a stripper. They're accountants. You know?
What?
They're accountants. Yeah.
You guys told me we're getting a stripper tonight.
Accountant.
Man, what? Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna remove one of the platforms, the Twitch on the NBR.
You're giving me the Twitch.
Yeah, I said it.
There we go. And we'll see if that helps the lagging a little bit because of the internet. It's okay.
There goes H fiddling again.
Exactly.
So is the interview for the next segment?
I don't think she's happening.
Okay.
What?
All right. So we're going to figure out. We're going to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, be surprised.
Because we will be.
If we can't get her,
then somebody's taking their clothes off.
Then Rob will be nominate singing.
Swiss.
We all know you wanted to sing it for Rob.
Oh, no, it's Pepe's turn to do something.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody doesn't have a headphone.
So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You listen to the show, the highlights.
This is Bobby Hinline, Wounded Warrior comedian. And you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. NBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
What happens now? Are we winning? Did we do it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not for sure why the video is not coming up. I'll let you handle that. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, once again. If you didn't know, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Yeah, you are.
And, yeah, Jake, if it keeps lagging, then just drop the NBR, like the Facebook.
Just grab the shoulder, man.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
So, don't say that.
But...
that's how you get promoted.
What we was going to do is we're going to reach out and call somebody. We have not rehearsed this.
So you got to set the stage. You set the stage. So okay. Our producer has someone that works in the industry.
They're accountants. They're accountants.
Yes, works in the industry. And so we are supposed to have, to my knowledge,
an accountant.
A stripper on tonight.
An accountant.
Because I want to know. What is it? I want to know. Yeah, I want to know. But our producer dropped the ball and left me hanging. So the only other possible answer is we're going to call Shotgun Willie's, everybody's favorite gun store here in Colorado, and we're asking him, and we're going to talk to him. What do we want to know?
Yeah, right. What question? Hey, guys, in the chat, let us know what questions we should ask Shotgun Willie's.
Absolutely.
If you want something.
If you want to know about running a gun store.
So here is the segment I want to know.
Is it? Well, that sounds horrible. Now I want to watch CSI.
CSI Miami?
Yeah.
No, is that just normal?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of that.
One of them.
All right, so
it's not violent enough for me.
Yeah, Brandy, we're gonna have to work on that.
You hearing that, Pepez?
All right, man. Let's do this. Are you ready? We're gonna call a gun.
All right, call. And Holly told me. Okay.
Ask about the new accommodations.
So we got. I like that one. Midget strippers pop out of cupcakes. They will go up for you for nearly nothing.
Go up, get it. Get it, go up.
I like that one, Philip. I love that one. And then we had Eric Reed. How many pounds of glitter is used yearly?
See, that's the hard hitting questions. Dial the number, dude. These our audience wants to know.
All right, let's go.
This is gonna be awesome, or we're gonna get screwed.
I don't hear anything.
I'm not hearing a dial.
Boop. Thank you for calling Shotgun Willie's. This is Rob. How can I help you?
Shotgun Willie's.
Is it not working?
Nah, they're on the line.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
No, nobody can hear us, huh?
Huh. All right. So
this new system's awesome.
Right.
Who did you say we have to fire? Phil who?
I think it was Bill Fee.
Bill Blackmon? Blackmon?
Dackman or something like that.
Well, it's
I'll type up his termination.
It's not muted. So we'll we'll try calling again.
Do we just spend the next 10 minutes talking about strippers? So there I was.
A couch.
No poop, no lie. Completely inverted. How did I know it was inverted?
A prank call or something.
I still can't hear dial tone, and it says it's dialing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Something's weird here.
All right. Well, so much for this.
So
I wanted to know is what it's like to be a stripper. Nothing, huh?
Try it again here.
You guys have.
You know what? Hey, I tell you what we'll do.
You have a friend who's a stripper?
You're typing the phone number. We're just going to call him here.
Okay.
That didn't work either.
Well, it worked. It was just a really crappy voice thing. Okay, let's reach out and call somebody. Here we go.
I don't hear nothing.
Do they still honor military discounts?
There you go. I'm not hearing anything. Maybe there's no telephones at the gun store.
I don't know.
Huh. Experiencing technical difficulties.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the H Train Show and you are at the gun store in Denver, Shotgun Willie's, please call us. We would really like to talk to you. Please call us at, what's the number, 720-619-0627. If you currently work in the adult entertainment industry, we would like to talk at you. We want to know. Hard-hitting questions. How much glitter do you actually go through? Do you actually give a military discount?
Are any of you going to join the Army or
what
military?
What goes on in the champagne room?
Ooh, how much is the champagne room?
I'm just gonna be
terrible. Stack, you need to stop. This is a family show. I have no idea what you're referring to.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
I like this one too. How many of the girls are putting themselves through school?
They're all aspiring nurses.
I'm just doing this so I can get through nursing school.
Did all of them have daddy issues?
Well, let's see here. This might be one. I don't know if that's one of the reasons why or not. We'll put in that phone number again.
They're like, why does our phone?
We'll try one more time. If not, then
there's a bunch of naked people dancing right now, going, "What is that noise?"
Right?
Who the hell calls?
Or they're just not open.
It's a Monday night.
No, they're answering. We just can't, for some reason, get it figured out on this.
I can't hear him again.
Forget it.
Yeah, just close it up.
Man, it was a great idea.
Right?
What a waste.
Ah!
It's Timon's fault. Yes, it is!
I was a Chips Ahoy dancer because I was too fat to be a Chip and Dale. Oh, that was good, PDB. That was gorgeous.
Yeah, do they see, Stack has got the good questions going on.
COVID strippers.
Do they wear masks?
I know, so get it? I remember going into quarantine about a year ago, right?
Are you about to tell a stripper story? Because this is getting awesome.
It was just something I saw in the news. up in, I think it was Oregon, Portland, I believe.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Asking for a friend. once everything was closed and they were kind of coming out of lockdown or whatever, they had drive-through strip clubs. That was either in Oregon or in Canada, one of the two. So when I was at Joint Base Lewis McCourt, whatever it's called, Fort Lewis, they have coffee shops where women of ill repute will serve you coffee. So there's a place in Denver, Colorado, right off Colfax in Colorado.
Can you give an address, please?
I can Google it. it's called Hot Chick-a-Latte, and they do similar things.
Really?
Yeah. Hot Chick-a-Latte.
Here in the Denver metro area?
Off Colfax in Colorado.
You realize coffee cabins sales are about to plummet now just because we just did that.
Be careful because it's on that side of Colfax.
Even better. So come heavy.
Still get your, coffee cabin coffee. That's it. We're good to go, Get some real brew for the other brew.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Reaches under the counter.
I got no shame.
Pick the fat ones. So I'll tell you my stripper story.
But you really shouldn't do that.
So
I have several.
I have none.
Me neither.
I was at Bible study while you guys were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say when this was. I'm just going to say
Fort Riley, Kansas.
Me and my buddies, we went to a strip
club. Williams.
And, all these women, they kept coming on to us, and they're like, hey, you want a lap dance?
Whoa, if that's your imitation of them, those weren't girls, dude.
No, it was girls. Okay, but they're like, hey, you want a lap dance? And, finally I got so disgusted and so tired of saying no, that I finally stood up and said, hey, everybody at this table is on Social Security Disability and VA. And it was like off. I sprayed. Like, none of the girls came around the table for the whole night after that.
Cockroaches.
It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Excuse me, Cinnamon. We're all here on a limited income. So if you and your friend Peaches wanted
to... Did that stripper really like me?
Yes. Yes, she did. She was in love with you, actually. So glad you... See, our audience asked the hard-hitting questions.
So, Mr. Philip D. Blackman...
Dude, you can't read their name.
Well, he's part of the NBR.
Okay.
I used to manage a strip club back in the day. Be careful what you ask.
Okay so let's we took some comments from the fans. Phillip, since you used to own a strip club, how much glitter do you guys use on a daily basis?
Do you buy it at Costco, Sam's Club? Is it just a simple grocery store or Michael's purchase? Do you get it wholesale? Do you get a discount if you buy by weight? These are the questions that we want to know.
Do you take care of their personal belongings? Like, do you...
Does he carry their purse?
No.
Is that what you mean?
Do you guys...
Those are in the lockers in the back.
Do you guys provide douche? Stuff like
wow.
that.
Wow. Dude.
Well, it's been a good run at AS. Wow. It's been a great 8 years.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was that's NBR Radio, and...
We'll be back at NBC
Radio. There's no F-bombs.
No. We got that knocked out.
Yeah.
But can anyone dance to I'm in Love with a Stripper? No. I think H is an excellent – I don't know if you've ever seen his TikTok, but he absolutely dances to I'm in Love with a Stripper. Can you demonstrate some of that for us?
Sure.
11 pounds per night.
Hold on. By a show of hands, fans that are listening.
No, this is not happening.
Yes.
No.
By a show of hands.
I hurt my back.
Yeah, I got it. Everybody, who wants to see Rob do the truffle shuffle?
That's not happening.
Yes, I think it is.
It's not happening.
I think it is.
Nobody's got any truffles or their shuffle.
Did provide body spray.
Right, in large quantities.
And he said 11 pounds 11. Per night.
That's a great number.
1100.
So,
only if you're in ranger panties.
He's in ranger panties.
There we go.
That's all I wear.
And then after you do your trouble shuffle, you're being blocked by
the overlay. Oh, am I? That's too bad.
Huh. No, stand back up.
No,
back.
No, man, stand back. You had your chance, man.
Stand back up. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's still not there.
This is like a bad episode
of MTV Cribs.
remember that scene in Austin Powers?
Yes.
Where they're like, Johnson!
That's
exactly what that just looked like.
Goodness. How much lube did they go through?
Was it baby powder smelling body spray? See, now our...
So when I do the dance bombs, I like, shawing, shawing, shawing,
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were concerned, that is not seizure activity.
Oh my goodness.
It's similar, but not the same. See, I like that our listeners asking each other questions.
Right. That's how we get to interact. That's how we. Because we were in
how
East
much
Texas.
Lube do they go through? Charmin, it's like you've never been to a strip club. They don't lube anything. Just had the first duty station flags back.
PDB, because we were in East Texas, we provided biscuits and gravy flavored douche to fill to the clientele.
Oh my god,
some
dude.
Chitlins as well on the side.
Oh my gosh. Well, if we ever know why this radio show doesn't go anywhere, we can thank our listening audience.
We can thank our internet connection.
Exactly. Philip D. Blackmoan.
Blackmoan.
Well, I think our internet connection is actually getting better now that we shot off a couple of those. Or am I wrong?
No, just let it go. Just let it run. Just let it run. No, stretch. We're stretching.
Stop with the hand and arm motion.
It's stretching.
How
industry time? Signal. Stretch it. Stretch it.
Vamp it out. Vamp it out. Oh, my gosh. This is what happens when you book somebody and they don't show. How do they keep their thongs fresh? See, Charmin with the hard-hitting questions. That's what I like. Has anyone on the show a DJ for gun days?
Nope.
That's a great question. Has anyone – that's an excellent question I'd like an answer to. Whoa. Has anyone that we have interned here on this show gone on to be the DJ at a gun store?
That's a DJ at a gun store? At like Shotgun Willie's.
Oh, okay.
See, I had my wife convinced for years that Shotgun Willie's was a gun store.
Oh, okay. Okay. You
spent $200 at the gun store?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
Heartburn?
Some ammo?
You know, that's funny because I listened to a podcast and they have this show.
Is it
a strip club or is it a steakhouse? And you had all the names of different strip clubs and steakhouses. And people had to call in and they had to guess if it was a strip club. Or, well, actually, I think it might have been actually a gay bar or a steakhouse now that I think about it.
My wife used to work down the street from a gun store.
Uh-huh.
And she was, at one point in time, she was the only female working at said location.
So you picked up the dollar bills off the stage, said goodbye to the donkey.
No, so her boss and one of the other employees... Well, all three of them, my wife included, she's in one of those three, we're going to go get lunch. And guess where they brought it up? Because it was down the street and it's cheap steak.
Yep.
Craig asks.
My wife's more of a man than I.
Are DJs in the friend zone?
At the gun store.
At the gun store.
So I want the answer to my question.
Okay.
Has any of our interns gone on to be a DJ at a gun store?
I can be a pioneer. I'm okay with it.
Holly. If you can hear us, you can send us a message. Let us know
if
you've ever DJed at a gun store.
PDB says DJs are definitely not in the friend zone.
There we go.
Sign me.
Be nice.
Industry experts right here.
I can scratch some records and backs.
I heard that DJ Roddy, that's what he's aspiring to, is he'd like to, you know.
Oh, really? Black Sugar?
Yeah.
Be a DJ
in a gun store one day.
Oh.
I can understand it. I get behind it. I see where what he's doing there.
I support it, Roddy. I support it.
Yeah. Please.
Do you need an apprentice? I'll be the guy that carries your gear.
Welcome to the stage.
Black Sugar.
Sunshine. I mean, at least I would guess that's what it would sound like. I mean, I have no way of knowing or anything.
Welcome to stage two, Cinnamon. Stage two.
I guess you would.
It's possible that that is not her real name.
But I saw her birth certificate.
Tiffany, stage two. You might have spent a little too much time in these places, guy.
You know, he has a point. Maybe.
That's your cell phone ring?
I'm awesome.
Outstanding. That's your cell phone. Was that Shotgun Willie's calling?
No, that's actually Roddy. Roddy, we can't answer because for some reason the phone line's not working.
Oh, apparently he was looking for a
But interview. we can send him an invite.
Just give him Shotgun Willie's number.
Right?
Hey, nope. Roddy, please nope. call nope. us. Nope. Roddy, we changed our phone number here on the show. Please call us at 303-388-9601.
Roddy's.
Ask for cinnamon.
There we go. That's what we'll do.
What?
Roddy, we'll send you that little invite, and we'll have you on the air since our phone line thing. But we only got a couple of minutes because we got to do the tribute to the troops that thankfully.
Well, before PDD this goes offered that, completely off the rails,
yes.
We should probably go to tribute to the troops. Oh,
there we'll go.
Answer it. See what happens.
All right.
Is this cinnamon? Can you hear us, cinnamon?
I still can't hear.
Beyond the grave or the stage.
Why is this happening?
Who cares? Go to tribute to the troops. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We'll troubleshoot it after the show.
Okay. That works too. All right. Hit with the tribute to troops.
Let's hope that works.
Oh, over here?
Uh-huh.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
So I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got me, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did. You tell them how my troopers died. Could I make
Oh, come on, really? There we go.
I'm not hearing it.
It's Enigma code-breaking team that would contribute to the Allied victory in Europe. After Lieutenant Benario studied for 8 weeks in cryptology.
Here we go.
Military Broadcast Radio salutes Lieutenant Junior Grade Janice Benario. Lieutenant Benario was born in Baltimore, Maryland in 1924. She enlisted in the United States Navy in 1943 after she graduated from Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland. Lieutenant Benario was assigned to the Women's Branch of the United States Naval Reserve, known as WAVES, Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service. During World War II, Allied ships in the Atlantic were falling prey to German U-boat torpedoes, and little did Lieutenant Benario know at the time, she'd very soon be working in part of the Navy's Enigma code-breaking team that would contribute to the Allied victory in Europe. After Lieutenant Benario studied for 8 weeks in cryptology, she reported the Navy Communications Annex in Washington, D.C., a former school with blacked-out windows. And it was there that she used her training and read messages between German commanders and subcrews and determined who to pass them along to among the appropriate top naval brass. Janice was discharged from the Navy in 1946 as a lieutenant junior grade and went on to earn a doctorate from Johns Hopkins University, where she met her husband and they started a family. In 2003, she was asked to give a lecture about her code-breaking work, and she did so by letting the world know what she had done in support of the war efforts now that her work was declassified. Lieutenant Janice Benario passed away December the 2nd, 2020, at 97 years old of natural causes. She is survived by her two sons, Fred and John, and her husband, Herbert. On behalf of a grateful nation and the Military Broadcast Radio, thank you for your outstanding service to our country.
Thank you.
Nico Marcolongo, founder of Freddy Ball, football for charity, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
Oh, so now we're back.
All right, and we are back. If you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA, you listen to the H-Train Show.
So, Swiss, I thought sitting here
uh-huh.
would mean that he wouldn't touch any buttons.
Not at all.
I was wrong.
He's just going to elbow you.
Right over top.
I'm just trying to help.
I know. Enjoy your time.
But,
You see what just happened?
I see what you did
there.
You
saw what happened?
Yeah.
Quick shout out to PBD for your help with the whole process during the week for us to load the show. So
now, does this mean that you're not using
it,
SAMS
brother.
Anymore, or you're not using OBS?
We're not using
OBS. Overlay.
You're using this different program now?
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And how do you like it?
I like it. The reason
people keep deleting my banners, man.
The reason why we had like the technical is just because it's brand new. I'm just trying to learn it on. You know, the only thing that aggravated me was the Google Voice.
Oh,
I don't know why that's not working. So we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But.
So is the phone operator at Shotgun Willie's. They're pissed off about it too.
But hey, we had a great show today. We had the interview of the week with Keith Drow, Dead Reckoning Collective.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was kind of wish I would have met him before. Well, not really. So I'm creating this biography of
me.
Yep,
that's why I'm
at. And the only difference between like me going with them or me going with the guy that I went with is the guy that I went with, like he saw me in a wheelchair. He saw me as I've grown from being disabled to making the Paralympic teams, me doing the radio show. Mm-hmm. So he's seeing the progress. And I think that helps a little bit, you know, because you can only tell people so much and like have deep conversations. But like if they physically know what you've been through, you know, they can account, you know, of what they experienced through the whole process knowing me.
Cool.
So, but If I wanted to write a book today, I would definitely call Dead Reckoning Collective to have them point me in the right direction. And who's to say that I won't contact them after he writes the book? Because I'm sure that it's better to know 25 people than two people that have published a book. So the more you know, the easier it is.
And all the people that we've had on the show in the last couple of months have kind of been building up to this particular moment today. And
right.
I think that's kind of led to, and hopefully our listeners are like, you know, Bernie is talking about, how do I want to write a children's book.
Right.
And I hope that all of these people we've had on the show lately, including Boone Cutler and now having Keith Dow on and whatnot, have inspired some of these
John people. Register.
John Register. What an awesome, oh my God, what a great guest. One of the best guests we've ever had.
Yeah, he motivated us so much that Rob tried to go through a wall and kind of hurt us.
I wanted to.
Rob is known for running through walls or at walls head first. But man, yeah, I mean, good. I'm glad to hear it. How is the book coming, by the way?
I think it's going good. We were supposed to have a talking book meeting Saturday,
mm-hmm.
but things happened.
Yes,
and then,
they did.
Then we rescheduled it for Sunday, and then I'm like, dude, I'm still cleaning this crap up.
That's awesome.
And he's like, okay, so we'll try it again next weekend. But every weekend we talk for about an hour. And, you know, the thing about my story is like the struggle. Like when I got out of the military, I wasn't retired at first. They kicked me out 10% for my foot. Something that wasn't even in combat, okay? So they kicked me out, and then when the VA saw what was going on with my brain, like it was a huge golf ball or whatever. You're like, no, 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 no. We need to change that stuff. So
is that why you like golf so much?
No, no. But I changed the. I had to present all my information. It's called the PDBR.
Yeah,
and it's like a second chance.
Yeah,
and if you're military and you feel like the Army did you wrong, you can do the PDBR. But just remember that you can only do the PDBR one time. It's not one of those where they give you a decision and then you can appeal it. You can't appeal it. It is
what it is.
It is what it is. And I was lucky; it came back, and you know they gave me 40%, but. Unfortunately, I don't follow under the WTU where you have to have 30% in just one category. I have like 15, 20% in different categories. I still got the military retirement, but I didn't end up going to the WTU, which is AW2 for the Army. It's kind of like the Marines Team Semper Fi. But it's for the Army.
Okay.
So we talked about that. We talked about the PDBR.
Do you think – I realize that we are all the programs beyond the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would – and I can't believe I'm about to ask this. Do you think it would be worthwhile for us to get someone from the VA on here to talk people through how to get their benefits and how to access their benefits?
I think that would be
– I think it would be beneficial.
I think it would be a great idea.
I think it'd be you'd be hard pressed to get somebody on here to talk about how to.
Yeah, because when the coronavirus came out,
yeah,
that's one thing I was having a hard time with was finding a doctor to come on the internet and talk to us about stuff because they're like, well, we gotta get clearance.
Yeah.
So, but ladies and gentlemen, we are at the and I got the key go thing. Ahead. We have the 2-minute warning.
Can't help himself.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay.
What did you do?
My ears are bleeding.
Well, you hit a button.
All right, so
that's why he's over there.
That's okay. All right.
Oh, I smell what you're stepping in. I got.
No, the reason why it was echoing is because he hit the mic button too early. But you know that's okay.
You want me to beat him?
Swiss, what did you learn today?
I learned how if I was military, how I would maybe contact somebody to write a book. And strippers don't answer phones.
Exactly. I know strippers don't answer phones. I know that. I learned that when I was stationed in Fort Stewart, Georgia.
I just want to say really quick, if we could get a donation of $300.
Oh, yeah. Go throw it out.
We could get a donation of $300, I will continue this cattail that you guys see, right? But I will say I'll have producer Holly.
A former hairdresser.
I will have her shave a cat going through my head. And the head will end up on the opposite side, so the tail will carry
and
over.
When do you leave for Vegas?
I leave for Vegas in April.
I think so the Denver Broncos logo would really look great on the back of your head.
Not a horsetail, though. So, folks, there it is. You heard him talk about it. If we can get a donation to $300, this dude will shave a cat into the back of his head just in time.
So I'll have the cat tail and the cap.
For his trip to Vegas.
Yep, just for you.
No hats allowed.
Yep.
That all would right. be epic, dude. What'd you learn today?
First, Swiss, the sheet's up there. I forgot to grab it. There was a lot of stuff that I forgot in the show today, but
you're
that's okay.
You're all right. What'd you learn today?
I learned today that since it's a new program that I should have probably checked to see if Google Voice worked it. Now that we know, I got to set up some kind of like different phone line or something.
We'll just have to do some test runs.
I learned that Ling Ling doesn't know how to spell itinerary.
Ternary.
Apparently, we don't use spell check around here, and I am not a. All right, push the button. Man. Let's get through this.
Let's get it going.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast, this radio show, is